Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to Spirit Guidance with Shannon. We invite you to sit back and listen to how spirit guides and angels interact with us here on Earth. Would you like to ask a personal question? Please call 1-877-296-0345. Spirit Guide Interpreter Shannon Walbrin conducts individual sessions by phone. For more information, please go to www.spiritguidance.net.
Good morning and good afternoon. This is Shannon with Spirit Guidance with Shannon. We're going to go straight to the phones, but I just want to tell you that our theme for today is peace, as in peace of mind. I'm going to the first caller. Her name is Karen. Hello, Karen. This is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
Hi. I'm terrific today. How are you?
I'm good.
Excellent.
On this beautiful Tuesday, even though it's snowing, but it's still beautiful to me.
Is it snowing where you are? Ooh, I'm in the height
yes.
of summer. I'm just turning into fall right now.
Oh,
do
really?
Yeah, I'm in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Oh,
do
wow.
Do you have a specific question for your angels and guides? Because on this show, we compose a specific question, and then I translate an answer. So what
okay.
would you like to know today?
I would like to know, seeing that my life has been changing and transforming and growing, I've been at a standstill in regards to finding work. I've been looking, but nothing's really popping out at me. And I just want to know.
I'm going to interrupt you that they're saying
sure.
they want you to take the most basic, and I mean basic, kind of a job. They want you to start waitressing. Why would you ever want to start waitressing? Because
really?
You will meet, you know, hold on a second, because you
wow.
will meet the people who will lead you to the correct job. They want you to waitress at a really upmarket French restaurant that you know because you have eaten there and you really like it. It's a white tablecloth kind of a restaurant. And people will, you're going to be a good waitress, so that's fine, but people are going to say, you are not a waitress. And you will say, no, actually, I'm the head of an NGO. And they say, yes, what NGO are you the head of? And you say, well, I haven't found it yet. And they say, but my sister runs an NGO, and they're looking for a new director. And you say, great, what's her number? The angels are telling me that it will take you about 3 months, but there's such a drop in self-esteem when you're not working
yes.
at all that they want
yes.
you to work at La Colombe or whatever it is. Where is this French
okay.
restaurant? Do you know what they're talking about?
French restaurant.
Okay, so you're going to do it on your own time. You sit down and you think, fancy schmancy restaurant, tablecloths, mm-hmm. and you're going to go there and say, I want to take, you know, 3 shifts a week. What do you have? Do you have any empty shifts? And they'll say, you do? And you say, yes, I do, and I have a higher purpose for doing so. Okay, that's the angel's answer, and they're going to send you in the right direction. I know it sounds
okay.
like a funny thing, but it's quite a shortcut.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
I'm going to follow that guidance. Thank you.
God bless you.
Blessings.
Yeah, please check back with us in 3 months' time and tell us the name of the NGO that you are now the head of, because that's really what you're going to be doing.
Oh, my God, I love it. I love it.
Mm.
Love it.
Cool, cool. You take care.
Thank you, Shannon. Blessings to you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our theme for today on Spirit Guidance with Shannon is peace, and we're talking about peace of mind. We're going to find out more about peace of mind as we talk to our next caller, whose name is Cynthia. Good morning, Cynthia. This is Shannon. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I am terrific. And yourself?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Beautiful. What is your question for your angels today?
Sure. My question is about my relationship with Michael. And I wanted
yes.
to know, do we get to a place where things just kind of balance out and there's more love and understanding and giving and less selfishness?
You know, I pulled a card as you were talking because I wanted to see what they were going to say about it. And they said the card is exorcist. You know, an exorcist is somebody who banishes the evil and who gets rid of anything that's bad or, you know, cleanses the house, claps your hands and lights a candle and gets everything that's bad out of the house. They said
right.
that there's been a lot of negativity in your space and they want you to go through the house with whatever, a bell, an incense, open the windows, get some light into that house because there's been some negative words said. and they're still clinging around. So there are memories of negativity hanging out, and they want you to try to do a cleansing. Is that possible for you to do that?
Yes.
Okay. I'd really like you to do that in terms of your relationship. Are you living in the same house with this person?
Not at the moment.
Okay. But do you spend time in one house or the other house? Do you spend time in each other's
yes.
space? Okay.
Yes.
So while he's not there, do a cleansing and then invite him over and have a cup of coffee and talk and then see if the talking leads to something more positive. They are forecasting positivity for this relationship, but they said that there are memories and icky stuff around. So they want you to just sweep it out. You okay with that?
Yeah. I'm just exhaling.
Okay.
I'm stressed.
I get it.
Relocating to a different space, like moving from one place to another, kind of help to get the flow of things going.
Are you already going to do that, or are you saying, should
I'm
I get
in the
up pro- and do
I'm
that?
Thinking about it. I'm thinking about
okay.
it.
Okay. No, no, it's not necessary. It's an energetic thing. It's not a physical thing. So it doesn't have to do with the house that you're staying in. It has to do with the feeling of the house and the memories. And, you know, memories, when they accumulate in the negative, they become resentments, like, oh, he used to do that and he used to say that.
Yeah.
They're telling me that he's willing to make changes and he's starting afresh and he's taking some fresh ground. And so it's up to you to set the stage for those new behaviors to have a place to land, if that makes sense.
I got to let go, in other words. Yeah.
You got to let go of your anger and resentment and your memories, and you're holding on to every bad thing that he did before in order for there to be room for the new behaviors to take space and to take root. Okay,
right.
I'm going to let you go. You keep in touch. I'm going to say
Thank
God
you.
Bless. And I do have hope for your situation. I do have optimism. So I'm praying
you.
For you. Take care, Cynthia. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.
You're listening to Spirit Guidance with Shannon. And if you'd like to phone in with your question, the number is 1-877-296-0345. We're talking about peace of mind, and we're going to be speaking with our next caller, whose name is Lori. Hi, Lori. This is Shannon.
Hi.
Hi, Lori.
I'm calling.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Do you have
I'm
a question for your angels and guides?
Yes. It's about this loan I took out, and I wanted to cancel it, and they're not wanting to let me cancel it. And
That's right. And actually, the angels are saying that in the fine print, you're not allowed to. So, and they're going to cite that because they've got all those lawyers on their side that have written all those little tiny words that we hate to read and we never read, and they're telling me that, yes, legally you are obligated. You don't fall under the lemon law in which you can return something within a certain number of days. So because
well,
go ahead.
I didn't use any of the services, and I don't plan on using their services. Plus, they also used my wrong financial information to get the loans.
When you tell me more information, all I'm getting is that I'm getting information from guides and angels who have already read that all of that fine print. Me, no. That's not exactly what I can do or would do. But they're telling me you are stuck with this. So you can get legal advice from legal aid, and that would be helpful. But as far as what I'm hearing from the guides and angels, you are stuck with the situation right now. So you're going to have to make, you are going to have to make the best of it. And I am sorry. And this is not the kind of thing that can bring you peace of mind. So can I suggest something that would bring you peace of mind?
Okay. That'd be great.
I'm telling you to remove, you're not going to love it though, to remove all stimulants from your life completely, including tea, including coffee, including Coca-Cola, including anything, and switch only to all non-caffeinated things, no sugar, no crash, because your levels of anxiety are going to go way up because of the situation, because actually you are stuck. There's nothing that you can do. So to remove any other false stimulation from your brain is going to be helpful to you for the next 6 months. So that's the advice. Okay. Take care, Lori. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're talking about peace today, and there's an external peace and there's an internal peace. We're going to be getting messages, as we usually do, from the plant kingdom, from daily guidance from your angels, which are the cards created by Dorian Virtue, and from the archetype cards, which were created by Caroline Mace. If you'd like to call in with a question, the number to dial is 1-877-296-0345. So let's go to the etymology of the word peace and find out more and why we were guided to have peace as our theme for today. So peace in Latin is pacem, or another way of writing it is pax, P-A-X. And what word does peace actually come from? It comes from the same word as pact, like when you and I make an agreement, you and I make a covenant, you and I make a pact. It comes from the same word as package, which means to fasten, to tie together. So pack, pax, pact, peace. These are all the same thing. Now, how does this have relevance to your life? Peace is a choice. To have peace in a relationship is to have you stick to your own agreement with yourself that you're not going to cause an upset in this relationship. So peace is an agreement that you make. It's a pact that you're going to keep. Peace is a decision. Peace does not mean lying down and taking any kind of abuse. That's not what they're talking about. But what they're talking about is finding peace and order in your own relationship with yourself. And how can you do that? Well, in order to get peace of mind, you need peace in your space, peace in your own home. It's up to you to make a list of the things that you need to get into order. And these are what our callers are actually talking about just now. They've been talking about peace in my financial situation, peace in my diet, actually, by not including stimulants in my diet. That brings me peace of mind. And peace in my relationships, and how can I have that sense of peace, that deep breathing communication of peace with the people that I love, who live with me, the people that I'm close to, the people that I'm going out with. Make a list of all of the different areas of your life, finances, work, love, so on and so forth, health, and then write down your worries. Really list them out. List, I don't think I'm going to have enough money for my retirement. I don't have enough money to pay my rent. I'm having arguments with my spouse all the time. We disagree on how we're raising our children. Okay, these are the things. In my health, I weigh too much, I'm feeling too heavy, I'm really out of shape, I don't know what to do, my food is not sitting right with me, I'm having indigestion, I don't feel peaceful in my body. Next to each of these worries, pray, sit down and meditate, and then choose one action that you can take that will help you do one thing towards restoring peace. Doesn't have to be the whole solution to the whole problem. But once you can take a deep breath and say, I know I am taking a step, that will really, really give you a sense of relief and satisfaction and even pride in yourself, knowing that you're doing something to bring order and peace into your life. The other thing to put on your list is something that will help you have peace of mind, like taking a walk and reconnecting with your guides, taking a nap, having a moment of relaxation, going out and getting out into town if you need to see other people, if you're feeling too isolated, or taking a break and putting your feet up and just reading a magazine, taking half an hour to yourself. Having space allows peace to come into your mind and to come into your environment. So those are messages from your guide about how to create peace in your life and in your mind. But now we're going to go to our other messages, and our first one comes from Daily Guidance from Your Angels. And we're going to draw a card here, and I do recommend this deck, Daily Guidance from Your Angels Oracle Cards, a 44-card deck and guidebook composed and created by Dorian Virtue. Okay, the one that we're getting around peace is, it's called What Do You Desire? And it's a woman walking with angel wings behind her back, and she's walking through a really beautiful garden that is a variety garden. It's full of many different colors of flowers, many different kinds of plants. And it says, you now have the opportunity to write the script according to your heart's true desires. Once you clearly decide upon your true desires and know that you're ready and deserving of them, they'll rush into your life as if by magic. Okay, how does this relate to our theme? Because when you're feeling out of sorts, it's as if you don't even know what you want, you know? Do I want that relationship to work? Do I want to leave? Do I want to move to another place? I don't even know what I want anymore. Oh my gosh, I feel so confused and so irritated. So sitting down with yourself, and again, you can write categories. What do I desire for my family life? What do I desire for my financial status? What do I desire for my own health? What would that look like? What would that feel like? Just making those decisions and setting those goals, that's a way of having a place to move to, a place, a compass point to direct yourself. So that gives you a sense of peace. If you'd like to ask a question about your own relationship with your angels and guides, please call me on 1-877-296-0345. So the first card that we pulled was called What Do You Desire? And the second thing that we're going to look at is Caroline Mace's archetype cards. So I'm shuffling them now. And these, you know, archetypes are the inner selves that you have. And everyone has a multiple personality of many, many selves. Okay, here we go. The one that we've pulled is called Fool. I mean F-O-O-L, Fool. And the light attributes of the Fool archetype are fearlessly revealing emotion, helping people laugh. Okay, that's our message for today. How does that relate to peace? Well, you know what doesn't give you peace is when you're hiding. It doesn't give you peace when you're being fake. It doesn't give you peace when you're feeling stuck and when you have to really compromise yourself by not being honest about how you are feeling and by being so, so serious and over-responsible and hyper-sensitive and really picky about everything. That cannot give you a sense of peace and ease, because peace and ease are related in that one has a flow to one's life. So let's read it again. Fearlessly revealing emotion. If I can say what I need to say about my feelings, then I can feel peaceful. Now, be careful about this. It doesn't mean you can say anything you want to say about anybody to anybody. That's not right. It's not to say, you have caused me to feel angry and I'm so mad because every time you do that, you really drive me up the wall. That's not what we're going for. We're going for the revelation of deeper and higher emotions. So I feel sad. I feel lonely. I feel disconnected. I feel upset. I feel angry. I feel, then on the other side, I am excited. I am hopeful. I feel optimistic. I am thrilled. When I say these things, do you feel more connected to me or less connected to me? I hope you feel more, because I am fearlessly revealing my emotions in their widest spectrum and all of their colors. When I fearlessly reveal my emotions, I'm telling you who I am right now in this very moment. Think about that in terms of peace. If you can fearlessly reveal your emotions to your loved ones or to your close people, to the people who are your colleagues, your family members, you will feel more at ease in the world. You will feel more peaceful. Just watch that you're not blaming anybody else, including them, for those emotions. You can take responsibility for your own feelings and say how you feel and what's going on with you right now. Helping people laugh is the other aspect of the Fool. And helping other people laugh is really one of the best ways to assist them with their burdens. Because, you know, we all have these crazy expectations of how our life should be. There shouldn't be any delays. There shouldn't be any lines. I shouldn't be in traffic. I shouldn't be stuck. And making it fun is excellent medicine for getting us through this life, which is full of barriers and difficulties. So your job is actually not to take life so seriously for yourself and to help other people gently, gently laugh at their own situations, to see the irony, to see our, how high our expectations are, and how we carry around so many shoulds that those shoulds become big burdens. So help your friend carry her burden by really laughing with her while she's having a tough time. So that's our message from Caroline Mace and her archetypes. And the other reading that we're going to do is from the Plant Kingdom. Now, the Plant Kingdom's readings come to us from the book The South African Flower Essences, written by a lady called Janet Unite, who is based in Cape Town, South Africa. I'm calling you from Johannesburg, South Africa. That's where we're broadcasting to you live. But our base office of Authentic You is currently in Calgary, Canada. So can you see how universally we are working together to bring you messages from your angels and guides from all over the planet? Isn't that something magical? That brings me a certain peace of mind, actually. So here we go. Here's our reading from the, I'm shuffling, I'm paging, and it is, oh, I've never even heard of this one. This is a plant called Fumaria. I'll spell it for you. It's F-U-M-A-R-I-A. Fumaria Morales. And the keynote for this plant is transmutation of suffering. Here we go. The color is pale pink and deep pink. As I'm doing this reading, try to figure out how this relates to the sense of peace in one's life, okay? The Christ remedy. For those who feel they need to suffer, who believe that the human condition is synonymous with suffering, this essence is about the transmutation and transcendence of pain. For most, the only way to transcend pain is through the experience of it. This is one method, but there is another. By channeling the incoming electromagnetic energy, which causes much destruction in the physical world, voluntarily through our bodies, we transmute it. This essence, Fumaria, will bring swift relief from pain and shift the focus and energy away from the self to an awareness of the transpersonal world. It also awakens innate power and allows an understanding of how this process can be achieved through taking personal responsibility for the incoming energies and for global transformation. Oh my goodness, that was such a complex message. Okay, I'm going to break it down for you in a couple of ways because I'm channeling at the same time messages from your guides and angels about what the effect of this remedy, this flower remedy, would have on you. I would like you to imagine the color pink, pale pink and deep pink working together. And imagine a flower. I guess we'll have to Google this Fumaria flower to see what it looks like, right? But what's happening is a swift relief from pain by shifting the focus and energy away from the self to an awareness of the transpersonal world. Okay, that's what we're going for. Now you can see how that would bring you tremendous peace. If I am thinking, my problems, my problems, my problems, and I'm never aware that there is, oh, I see why they were talking about the universal aspect of this radio program, that if I'm never aware that there are people around the world who are much, much worse off than I am, who are in the middle of war and chaos and abuse and disease and poverty, if I can't even scale myself on that, then I'm going to get really, really stuck in my own personal history. I wonder if you remember that a couple of weeks ago we were reading from The Shaman's Body, which has to do with letting go of one's personal history in order to move forward in the spiritual planes. It doesn't mean to forget your name. It doesn't mean to forget who your mom is. What it means is to let go of my obsession with my own story and my pity party that I run all the time by saying, I have it so hard, I have it so hard, I have it so hard, and by rather saying, thank God for what I do have, and what am I able to do with what I have been given? Talents, skills, abilities, what power have I been given? I've been given some power. So Fumaria, this essence, is about taking the focus away from the self and awakening innate power. Can you feel that? What strength have I been given? Because from strength comes peace. Now, if we were to look at that in a military sense, it would be from strength. You know, like, I have all of the guns, so I'm going to win the war. No, it's not about that. It's from inner, innate strength. Let's go to our next caller, whose name is Carrie, and we'll see how these messages might apply. Hi, Carrie, this is Shannon. How can I help?
Yes, Shannon, nice to talk to you. My question is that what does the angels and the spirits say about my job at Texas Health Resources? I had left on administrative leave yesterday, and I'm waiting for a call today. And I was wondering what the spirits and my angels would say about that.
So are you saying, if it is offered to me, shall I take it? Or what? How would you phrase it?
I was wondering, am I going to be accepted back into my job?
Okay, now, unfortunately, honey, you're asking a vague question, which is, will they take me? But I can only answer I questions, which are about, should I go for that, or should I go for the next best thing? And the way your angels are structuring the answer to you is for you to realize that in that position, you were not given enough respect or power. And if you walk back into it, okay, you can have an income for a short time, but you will also fall into the same cycle where they're not treating you with respect and giving you enough decision-making power. So they're actually asking for you to take this opportunity to look for something completely different. And it's based on what you loved when you were 15. Now, what I can see from what you loved when you were 15 was dance. So what do you remember that you loved when you were 15?
A dance? I don't remember. I mean, that's ironic. I mean, I know that I like to dance, and I'm free spirited, but
I know that about you too. And so what they are suggesting is that you run dance classes at an organization that already serves youth and children in an after-school program, and they're telling me that you are actually really talented at working with disadvantaged people and youth, and you don't have a touch of racism or classism in your heart. You are actually really, really open-minded and very, very fair. And so what they're suggesting is that you look at the YWCA, the YMCA, and that you start looking at opportunities to offer dance classes. And that is something so completely different from what you do for your ordinary job. You should stop asking to go back into that job because it's a trap. It's a prison. They don't treat you right, and they don't treat you with respect. Carrie, is that true as you see it?
Yes, ma'am. That is, that's how I see it as well. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So could you consider that there are many, many other ways to skin that cat? And could you think about, could I offer classes? And even if it doesn't pay as much money right now, it would give you so much more joy for you to be dancing and dancing and helping kids dance. Think about it and have a look and see how that would work for you.
Great. I do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my sweetheart. I'll be praying for you as well.
Thank you.
Bye, Carrie. Thank you to all of our callers who phoned in. And you know, this show runs every Tuesday. So if you want to tell your friends and neighbors to listen in, we are taking calls. And you know that I'm on a network called Authentic You. There are many other radio programs on this network that all have to do with helping you live your best life. Some work as astrologers, some work as numerologists, some work checking your Akashic records, which are looking back into your past lives and figuring out why you're here today. So we are all here to serve you. And these offerings and these lectures and these talks are free for you to listen to, and they're available on the podcast on Blog Talk Radio. So you would look under Blog Talk Radio, and then you would look up Authentic You. Authentic You is the name of our station. And then you can check all of the different kinds of programs that are available. So I'm almost ready to wrap up, but I just wanted to say that the man of peace, St. Francis of Assisi, is one of my patron saints. And I would like to welcome in the new pope who has taken the name Francis. And I hope that this ushers in a new era of peace. For now, God bless you. I'll be praying for you, and you are guided.
You are guided. Thank you for listening to Spirit Guidance with Shannon, broadcast every week on Authentic You Radio. Would you like to schedule a personal session? For more information about Shannon's work, please go to www.spiritguidance.net.